to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman. But we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the Mother's Day edition of the Grilling Guys. And ladies, this one's all for you. Guys, listen up. We're going to give you just a little bit of assistance on how to make Mama happy on Mother's Day. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
That's right. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. And we have a strange fusion going on this morning, Jop. We're blending the Big Brew Day, which is downtown Grand Rapids today, with getting ready for Mother's Day. So I think it might be nice if you wanted to give Mom a pre-Mother's Day present to take her down to the Big Brew Day down in the Calder Plaza and let her taste some fine homebrewed beers. What do you think of that?
I think that's a cool plan, because homebrewed and microbrewed beer isn't just for the guys. I know a lot of ladies.
My wife will tell you that.
And I know a few ladies that know a hell of a lot more about it than I do. And one of them is working for Siciliano's Market. And I'm telling you that we've had her on the show. But today we're blessed with the man himself.
That's right. The Deer Camp legend, Steve Siciliano. Welcome to the Grilling Guys.
Thanks for having me, guys. And I appreciate it.
And his lovely wife, Barb's joined him. She's probably chauffeuring today and managing the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So, Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
First time we've had you on live, and we appreciate that. We've had you on the phone a few times, but made the trip down to the studio today because we're going to talk a little bit about your Big Brew Day. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, this is the fourth year that we're going to have the Big Brew on the Calder. This year we're calling it the Beer City Big Brew on the Calder, because we have a couple extra sponsors this year, Cold Break Brewing up in Cedar Springs and Gravel Bottom Brewery and Supply out in Ada are graciously helping us out this year. And this is the fourth year, and we expect about 50 teams of homebrewers down here today, and it should be a beautiful day for coming down and sampling some homebrew.
Okay, now time out. What are you calling this again?
The Beer City Big Brew on the Calder.
I want to hear those guys say it by 3 o'clock this afternoon, because well, I can't hardly say that right now.
I would say by 11 o'clock some people are going to have a hard time. But it's really not a drinking party per se. It's a way for folks who aren't really familiar with the homebrewing process to come down and see homebrewing in different stages, and at the same time, we do have some homebrew beer to sample. As long as you're 21, we're going to be checking IDs at the door, and you can certainly sample some good, some excellent homebrew.
So that means you have to bring your wallets, because it's so common for one of the youngsters who just turned 21 to show up somewhere and not have his wallet. We went through that last weekend.
But well, this event is free of charge. We're not charging anybody for the samples. So, again, it's not like you're going to be getting pints of beer, but little samples of beer, and there's going to be a number of homebrewers down there that are willing to share their – homebrewers love to have other folks try their beers. They're very proud of their beers. They love to have people sample. So, again – it's a free of charge event. Again, if you're 21 years of age or older, you can certainly sample a few of the excellent brews that are being brewed locally.
Steve, you know, I've been down there before, and I am going to go down later today and check out the event. And what I'll tell you is that if you're even remotely interested in home brew, there's a few things that are going on down there that you're really going to want to take part in. One is you get to talk to guys that aren't pros. They don't do this for a living.
Excuse me.
But they're
guys and gals.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Brewers, I'll use that term, better term. Thank you, Steve. That don't do this for a living but are passionate, really passionate about making good homebrew beer. Bob, I know that you dabble in that a little bit. I've never done it because I'm, frankly, I'm lazy. I'd just rather go drink the guys that are making it, and I know it's already good, and I don't have to mess up a batch or two trying to get there.
Well, you know, the guy sitting to your right here makes it real easy for you to be lazy because Siciliano's Market has, what, 2,000 different beers in stock?
I mean, it's a, I don't know how many we have, but it's a lot.
For some reason, you know, you drive up to the market, and it looks like your typical market, and you walk inside, and it turns into, like, Costco. And there's just aisle after aisle. It's an optical illusion.
I will correct you there, Bob. There is nothing like this place anywhere. There's no Costco about it because...
No, I mean size-wise.
Right. You go down every aisle. There's unique stuff from all over the country and the world, for that matter, with regard to beer, wine. He's got a full walk-in humidor there.
Maybe two.
Yeah. And this is a crazy, crazy place where people can go if you're an aficionado of fine beer, wine, and cigars. This is it, man.
Okay, but the building next door, the room next door, is that's like the original homebrewer supply store for West Michigan, and that place is just busting loose with, you know, even if you're a novice, if you're going to try it for the first time, they sell kits. You can literally walk out buying a box with everything you need to try your first batch.
Beer or wine, right, Steve?
That is correct. Wine is almost as popular as beer right now. And if you make wine from kits, it's really easy, and it makes great wine. So
help me out, because I am this guy that has no equipment. I have really no knowledge. So I walk in and I say, I've got an interest in learning how to make a batch of beer. I'm not the lazy guy I am. I've got a little energy. Okay, where do I start, and what are the three things I need to know in order to get into this?
Well, we'll start you out with an equipment kit, and from there we'll pick out some ingredients for you and maybe a book. There's a lot of good resources. We sell some wonderful books for beginning homebrewers, but the equipment kit is all put together. It's all ready to rock and roll, and then... we like to start folks out with what we call ingredients kits, but then after a couple batches, you might want to start customizing your recipes, and we have programs that we do that. So
the book part is big. Now, later on in the show, my buddy Mark Mulder, Jop, mentioned that I brew a little bit. Well, I go and help my buddy Mark brew, and he's phenomenal. I told
you, you stir it a little bit and drink beer while he's brewing.
I just kind of do the heavy lifting, but he told me that he got the book we use, he got at your market when you first started selling brewing supplies, and this book is full of copious notes. I mean, this guy's a scientist, and he thought that was really funny that you were going to be here. He's going to miss you. He's coming in later, but that's the kind of impact, you know, a cultural thing like this can have on somebody. I mean, you know, because he wandered into the right place, how many years ago did you start doing that? 10?
Probably around 16 years ago now.
Well, you had just gotten into it when he bought that book. So it's an old book, I can tell you.
He was homebrew before homebrew was cool, right? I mean, he started
that. That could be a song.
Right. Oh, he started this in West Michigan. But, Steve, tell us once again the name of the event that's going on today at the Calder Plaza.
The Beer City Big Brew in the Calder, it's the fourth annual, and again, we're going to be down there, the brewers are going to be down there very early, but come on down from around 10 to 3, and you'll see homebrewing in various stages, and again, if you're 21 years of age or older, you can sample some homebrew.
Okay, now I noticed you brought something in here. What's that?
Well, Bob, I've been aware of this Operation GI barbecue that you have going, and I think it's a wonderful cause. I think it's a great cause for the troops, and I brought a box of cigars down you to donate to your operation.
Those look pretty awesome. Primo Del Rey.
Steve, that's a generous gift, and what we're going to do is we'll talk about this a little later in the show, but on May 14th, we're going to be up at Chase Smokehouse wrapping up our fundraising, and we will certainly raffle these off. But
that's beautiful.
Yeah. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about the craft culture and one of the key ingredients in it. You're not going to want to miss this. It's all about a yeast lab. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back. Selfish love, yeah, we're born.